Could we add to that, John, the fact in verse 4, the word atonement is brought in. And my understanding is that that refers to a covering. In the Old Testament, these sacrifices, God was looking ahead to the time when the Lord Jesus would, in reality, put away our sin. Up until then, we were Old Testament believers were covered until Christ actually put it away.
And it's a very important point you have presented, Brother Sam, because atonement simply means what you said, covering. There is a word now, it comes in the New Testament, that really speaks about the same thing, but has an additional meaning, speaks, and that's the word propitiation. The word atonement is covering. The word propitiation is covering. But the word propitiation, with the Greek language, is covering with satisfaction. That aspect of complete satisfaction did not come into this world until Christ came. So yes, it is the word atonement as far as we see it all the way till we come to Christ. And when he has poured his blood, there was this complete covering that have satisfied the claim of God regarding your sins and mine.
I think the atonement also is offered by man, while propitiation is something God himself offered to himself when he offered his own son. And so God wasn't completely pleased with all the sacrifices, as we read in Hebrews 10. But they were covered for a time, till the Lord offered himself his own son. That was a propitiation. It covered everything, settled everything, appeased them in every way, glorified in every way, pleased his heart, as we see here particularly in the burnt offering, where sin is not a question at all. It's not in question. The burnt offering is perfect person with perfect obedience unto death, just for the glory of God. And this is where the appeasing came in. This is where the propitiation is different from atonement.
And yet in the burnt offering, atonement is mentioned. And you're right, it's not an issue of, we're not focused on our sin, because this is all for God. But yet, that had to be dealt with, even in the offering of the burnt offering. Amen. For the offerer. And just remember David's Psalm 32. He said, "Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose sin is covered." And he distinguished between the sins forgiven and the sin being covered. This is the work of Christ, and it has to be done, and he has done it. And God has found his satisfaction in that atonement, right, in Christ. So it's an important point to this sacrifice, too.
And also this thought... With regard to propitiation, which we are meditating upon, is putting away the sin. As we read in Hebrews 9, that in the end of the world he had appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So it seems to me propitiation also includes atonement, but it extends, it is infinitely more. What we see in the New Testament.
But it's important to see it, though, although there is the word atonement, but the highlight, again, is not sins. The highlight of it is, in order for me to be accepted, there need to be some kind of covering upon me,
right,
for God to take me in. So it's still bringing, really highlighting, not your sins and mine yet, because it's going to come. That is called the sin offering and the trespass offering and all, you know, what Christ have taken from me. But that's going to come into view when we come to sin offering. But why is it that there is the thought of atoning? Because in every sacrifice, it has to be. Because there is another side in that sacrifice where you and me come. So that side is acceptance. So God is accepting me on what foundation? Just because I'm wonderful or you're wonderful? No. He's accepting me in the Beloved. And why did he accept me in the Beloved? Because I am covered in him. But the highlight yet is not your sins. It's a matter of God has accepted me in the Beloved. And yet there is another aspect of it, just for time's sake, so that we can have an appreciation for the burnt offering, is that in every occasion, God will highlight this statement that you have to lay the sacrifice and the wood in order. You know, sometimes we, you know, when you want to start a fire, you know, a lot of us will bring wood, throw them, and but when it comes to the sacrifices, it's not the first time that God said, you lay it in order. When Abraham wanted to offer Isaac, and it says, Abraham laid the wood in order. You go to Elijah. Elijah upon the Mount Carmel, when he challenged these false prophets, and it was time for him to sacrifice upon the altar. You know what he did? He laid the wood in order. There are two things that we need to understand. In the fullness of time, God has an order of things. You know, people say, well, why didn't Christ come 4,000 years ago? Well, God has an order. You know, I thank God that, you know, the Lord didn't come for us even now, because souls have to be saved. Okay? So God has an order. He has His own time. The Bible says our God is not the author of confusion. So it's a principle that's good for all of us to learn, that God has an order. But why is the wood in order? The particular offering. Yes, I can talk about the wood offering. That's one thing. But how wonderful to see that from before the foundation of the world, God has already established the order of how Christ is going to atone for sin. It's going to be based on the cross of Calvary. It wasn't just He's going to be stoned to death and atone for sin. No, there was laying the wood in order. And what's that order of that wood? That Christ Jesus had to die on a cross. And it says in the Bible, cursed everyone that is hanged on the tree. But it was of necessity that God has established the plan already, that I'm going to lay the wood in order. And how wonderful, you know, sometimes we don't see it this way. But have you ever thought of Jacob blessing the sons of Joseph? You know, he's supposed to bless them this way. But he said, no, I'm not going to bless you this way. I'm going to bless you this way. Because every blessing and acceptance is based on that wood that has been laid in order.
About the order, we see much in the John's Gospel. Because when we see about the marriage, Jesus' mother said, you have to go. Or to say, they don't have wine. And Jesus said, my hour is not come. And we know that people have attempted to catch Jesus and throw Him down the hill. But He escaped from their hands. Not because he's afraid of death. And also in other example, we see that when He healed the sick people, when He raised the Jairus' daughter, He said, do not tell these things to any man, because His time has not yet come. But when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, what happened was the people were looking for Jesus. And Jesus declared them, I am Jesus, whom thou are looking for. Because that was the right time, right order, that Jesus has to offer for God.
Your time is getting up, but another thought that I think would be helpful to get some help on would be the fact that there were three different categories of sacrifices. For instance, in verse 3, we've talked about someone from the herd. But then in verse 10, the flocks. And then in verse 14, the birds. So could we discuss why is it that you had these three different possible offerings under the category of burnt offering?